ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important and significant question. That question is about the meaning of zuhd. What is the meaning of zuhd and asceticism? As you know, in Islam, one of the traits and virtues which we have been encouraged to adopt is zuhd, or asceticism, along with a lot of other virtues which are part of the pantheon and of the Islamic virtues. For example, we've been encouraged to adopt sincerity, ikhlas. We've been encouraged to adopt ibadat, the worship of Allah. You know, we've been encouraged to adopt, you know, chivalry, muruvat, and these kind of things. So these are all virtues, and you know, these have been alluded to in the Quran and Hadith, and you know, a lot of the saints in the history of Islam, you know, we see them as manifestations of one of or many of these virtues. You know, so there's no doubting the fact that they're important. But a lot of times there is an ambiguity surrounding the true meaning of a lot of these virtues. And this is more true for some of them than others. And it's most true for this virtue that we're talking about today, which is zuhd and asceticism. And the problem with that is, the ambiguity that has come about regarding this term is the fact that we see that in Islamic history, under the influence of foreign factors, right? You know, a lot of people adopted a form of asceticism, you know, which we want to say today is not the true form and the true meaning of asceticism, right? You know, so we see a lot of people with good intentions, right? They relinquished the world, they gave away all their worldly possessions. A lot of them went and lived in the mountains. You know, a lot of them divorced their wives and, you know, forewent their children, you know, and completely, you know, divorced the world. And this, I mean, or at least this is what they assumed was the meaning of divorcing the world and relinquishing the world and being ascetic. But when we refer to the Hadith and the Quran, we see that no, this is not the true meaning of asceticism, and it's not in compliance with what the Hadith and the Quran teach us. Let's start by looking at a verse of the Holy Quran which kind of alludes to the meaning of asceticism. God Almighty says, "So that you may not grieve for what escapes you, nor exult for what comes your way. And Allah does not like any swaggering braggart." So Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a hadith referring to this and referencing this verse of the Holy Quran, mentions the meaning of asceticism. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, asceticism is summed up between two phrases in the Holy Quran, and he mentioned this verse that we just mentioned, where Allah Most High says, "So that you may not grieve for what escaped you, nor be exultant at what He has given you." Right? So from this hadith we can gather that asceticism is a kind of internal feeling, and it's a kind of action of the heart. And it has nothing to do with actually, practically, giving away all one's belongings and one's worldly possessions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of asceticism in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.